It's 8:50 on Morning Edition and time for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. USDA Monday afternoon reported 53% of the winter wheat crop was rated in good to excellent condition, 4 percentage points lower than ratings from a week ago. 11% of the crop was in very poor to poor condition, up 2 percentage points from last week. We'll discuss the implications of those numbers for the opening call at the Chicago Board of Trade in just a few minutes with Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in Normal. Early calls for cash hog prices today are mixed, with some sources holding opinions that Monday's gains were overdone, especially in the Western Corn Belt. Terminals are called mixed, with top prices from $40 to $46.50. Peoria is called steady to firm today, with a top price of $40. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report from Monday, November 27th, negotiated swine purchases were 16,118 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $51 to $65.50. The weighted average was 60.18, a gain of $1.05 from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $41.71 to $51, the weighted average $49.18. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 17,697. The base price range was $51 to $66, the weighted average $62.07, a loss of 28 cents from last Friday. On a live basis, bales and gilts sold from $42.44 to $52.40, and the weighted average was $46.58.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave. And, well, you started out with wheat, so I'll talk about wheat and the wheat weather. The U.S. hard red wheat area will turn much colder over the next few days after one additional warm day today. Crops that are not already dormant or semi-dormant will likely reach that stage by late week. Precipitation will occur in many areas this week. Resulting moisture will not be very great, and snowfall may be a little too light to adequately protect all the wheat areas from much colder weather. Winter kill not very likely, but the cold snap will hold the market's attention for a little while. And as far as the rainfall that's coming in, the computer models have been painting quite a nice picture for areas in eastern Oklahoma, southeastern Kansas, and even portions of northwestern Arkansas. I know that's not a big wheat area, but as far as precipitation goes, they could see the heaviest amounts, and could be just a beneficial amount of moisture coming in for that area, which has not seen much in the way of rainfall and not a lot of snowfall either. But they could see some significant precipitation in that stretch all the way from actually northern Texas in through the eastern half of Oklahoma and southeastern Kansas. So the red winter wheat area of the U.S. Looking for a nice impact on precipitation. Other wheat areas around the world, recent rains in North China's plain area was welcome, but cool weather restricted crop condition changes. Good wheat harvest weather continued Monday in Australia, but some rain delay is likely in western areas today and tomorrow. Rain is also expected in India's wheat area next week, and that should improve the wheat planting and establishment. As far as Argentina, periodically expecting rain over the week to next 10 days, and that will bode well for wheat reproduction and filling. Now back to, actually before I get to the corn-soybean weather, we're going to talk a little bit about the livestock weather, as a harsh environment for livestock is expected across the northern U.S. Great Plains this week. Temperatures turning bitterly cold over the next couple of days. Snow and blowing snow accompanying the initial surge of cold air today across the northern plains, with near blizzard conditions and snowfall as much as 6 inches in some areas, with wind speeds up to 40 miles per hour accompanying the snow, and that will cause considerable blowing and drifting and inducing some significant cold wind chills. Travel delays will become widespread in the northern plains today and in west central areas for tomorrow. Central and southern plains will experience much colder temperatures during the latter half of this week, and it will become also come with a very strong wind. Precipitation in central and southern plains Now, again, not expected to be very great, with snowfall of a trace to 3 inches occurring in the High Plains region, except in Colorado, where mountains are expected to get up as much as 8 inches of accumulation. Little or no accumulative snow is likely in the heart of the Central Plains. As far as precipitation for the Midwest, it will be much greater than in the plains, with cold rain and a few thunderstorms likely today in through Thursday. Livestock in the Midwest may be stressed more stressed than animals in central or southern plains because of the cold rain and rain changing to snow with falling temperatures and strong winds. Temperatures in the Midwest will not be as cold as in the plains, but then again, we started out this week quite warm. Now, quickly looking at the Corn Belt, a variety of precipitation, mostly rain, some freezing rain and snow also falling in the upper Midwest. Harvest activities nearly complete. Meanwhile, in the eastern Corn Belt, producers taking advantage of another mild, dry day to harvest most of their remaining corn and soybean acreage. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
In the Monday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 518 and a half, up a half last trade, up three quarters. March, 536 and a quarter, down a quarter last trade, down one and three quarters. At the Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 493 and three quarters, up three and a half last trade, up three quarters. March, 514 and a half, up a half last trade, down two and three quarters. May, 517 and three quarters, up one and a quarter last trade, down a half. July, 495 up three last trade, up two and a half. December corn opened at 371 and a half, unchanged last trade, down three quarters. March, 388 down a quarter, last trade down one and a half. July, 398 down a quarter, last trade down one and a quarter. Red line December, 364 and three quarters, down two and three quarters, last trade down two and three quarters. January soybeans opened at 688 and a quarter, up a quarter, last trade down one. March, 701 down one, last trade down two. July, 718 and a half, unchanged, last trade up three quarters. Red line November, 733 down a half, last trade down one. December soybean meal opened at 196, up 10, last trade down 40. December soybean oil opened at 29.05, down 6, last trade down 14. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
What do you make of the wheat ratings from yesterday afternoon?
Well, they were down a little, but the wheat people don't seem to think that that's going to help much after yesterday's move of opening higher and then closing a lot lower. So I don't see it having much effect.
A lot of talk about what will happen on the December contract on delivery day on Thursday. What do you think might happen?
Delivery day is Thursday, and we've had overbought, we've had oversold. Right now we're kind of in a no man's land, and I would think we'd have some deliveries of people thinking that the tight supply will make them go higher.
The call in the wheat pit today?
Call in the wheat pit today is up two to down two.
What about corn? It was an interesting day yesterday in that we did have new contract highs, but they didn't take the overnight top out.
No, they didn't. And we opened up, and then we were down, and then we were back up, and then we were down, and with, I think it was 2 minutes to go, we were down a penny, and we closed up 2-3. It was a two-sided trade that was made the day interesting in corn.
So what does that imply for today?
Well, that we're going into the end of the month, and there's people thinking that we'll sell off a little bit and then have a new bang after the first of the month from supposedly funds coming in and buying more. Funds have been fairly quiet lately, though.
Seems like they're rolling out of the nearby December into deferred contracts and maybe some focus on the December 2007. Is that how you're reading it?
Yeah, the July and then the 2007, and how many more acres are we going to have? Some report out this morning talked about 7 to 8 million acres less of beans, so that means 7 to 8 million more corn. I think Freed this morning talked about if we have that much more corn, we will have enough to take care of our needs, and that would put a little bit of a negative light to the new corn crop.
Corn call today?
Corn is called unchanged, down 1.5.
What about soybeans?
Soybeans unchanged to down 2. Again, they tried highs yesterday and then backed off from them. But, I mean, we closed well up 5 to 6 to 8, but they were, you know, 3 or 4 off the highs.
Looks like we did see a sale of soybean oil to China, but the trade didn't make a lot of out of it.
No, and I'm a little surprised with that because the oil has been one of the things that's really been leading the bean complex. Palm oil in Asia made new contract highs last week, but they were down overnight, and so our sale of oil, I don't know what to make of it.
Very quickly then, calls at the Merck.
Merck, they're calling cattle unchanged to down 10 and hogs mixed up 10 to down 10.
Thank you very much, Pete.
Thank you, Dave.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org.